The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 6, Scene 5. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter. Many of you will remember the torrential downpours that the area experienced in mid-August, and most of you already know about the extensive flooding that happened down at Swift Creek Mill Theatre. Last month, I Zoomed with Steve Kohler, the managing director of the theater, to talk about the flood and how they're recovering. Steve, welcome back to Curtain Call.
Thank you, Jerry. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Pretty much everybody remembers the big rain of August 15th, earlier this summer, and it affected a lot of people, but of course it affected the mill in a big way. Why don't you tell us exactly what happened, Steve?
Sure. As everyone knows, our theater is located right on Swift Creek down here at the southern edge of Chesterfield. And when the rain came in that long and that strong, the creek overflowed its banks, which again happens from time to time, although usually we have a little more warning because it takes hurricane kind of rains for that to happen. But from early in the morning till, oh boy, about midnight or so, I kept getting texts from Tom Witt. I was actually out of town when the flood happened, so Tom was down here watching the waters rise. And the waters came up about 12 to 15 feet in less than 12 hours.
Wow.
Our entire basement was flooded, and the water came up foot to 2 feet in the main floor as well.
And just so that people who don't know, if they haven't actually been out there or haven't been there in a while, the basement is not just a basement. It's actually a full dining room down there.
Correct. We have two floors of dining. The basement we call the granite room because you're actually surrounded by the original granite foundation. And then the main floor is the mill room, which is what most people see when they come in and when they dine with us on normal days. But the basement is used for our youth theater. When we have student matinees coming in, kids will eat their pizza downstairs. And also for overflow when we have busier days, like during the holidays.
So what was the immediate response? How did y'all react?
Well, as I said, I was out of town. I was in a hotel room in Ohio, and I started to get these texts from Tom Witt saying the waters are coming up fast. It's in the basement. The pump's not keeping up. You know, he's beginning to pull a few of the loose things up that he can to get out of the water's way. Then the scarier ones started around 10, 11 at night. We have these five huge storage units out in the back of the theater. If you parked in back, you've seen them. Two of them started to float away.
Wow.
So that's how high and fast the water was going. Neither left our property, but one of them banged into the shop and the other one kind of went probably 20, 30 feet down the hill before it ran into some ground that stopped it. About 4 o'clock in the morning, when the water was at its peak high, we cut off the electricity and the gas to the main building to avoid any larger issues, and then just waited. But then the water was almost 2 feet high on the main floor, and it took probably until midday Sunday for the water to get out of the main floor, and it didn't get out of the basement until we got our main pump on a generator Monday morning.
And what about the storage units? Was the stuff okay in them, or was it...
The one that floated down the hill had mostly old kitchen equipment and our set for Drifty, which is our annual holiday show. The set was destroyed. We've had to.
Oh, wow.
We were kind of looking at building a new one anyway. Tom said that parts of that.
It's probably like 50 years old or something.
Parts of that do go back to the original shows about 30 years ago, so you're not too far off. For the most part, the rest of the trailers, all five trailers, did get some water in them. Liz Allman, our technical director, was able to pull everything out, dry it off, treat it for any mold, and most of it was able to be saved.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, the best thing for us, our costume trailer, we installed an HVAC unit in it about 2 years ago, just to kind of control the moisture level in there. And because of that, I think we had two or three pairs of pants that are now in the distressed pants section.
That's very hip now.
Yeah, and that's about it. Everything else was, I think we had a few dirty hems on some dresses, and that was about it.
So how has the community response been immediately after that?
It was incredible. When I got in about Sunday afternoon, the parking lot was filled with mostly people coming down to just gawk a bit, but the outpouring of support we started to receive right away was incredible. We've had donations from literally all over the country, from some of the people who were in the original show, our original production back in 1965. We've had people from that cast.
Wow.
But the words of support, the money, everything that has come in has just been incredible and has given us like a revitalized energy and need to get everything back in place and reopen when we can.
Is everything pretty much back renovated or refurbished at this point?
No, the cleaning is done. We had already kind of adjusted the seating level in our mill, in the mill room, the main dining room. So we had an additional probably 20, 30 tables moved down to the basement. So the basement was filled with furniture when the water came in. We had to have a crew come in and take all that away. We had to pull up the flooring that was down there, take down all the drywall and lighting fixtures, the serving line, everything had to come out.
Wow.
That took about 2-3 weeks to take care of that and to clean the main floor, get the carpet out, clean all the mud off, take out the drywall and insulation that had been damaged, clean the hardwood floors as best we could. Now we're kind of waiting for the building to finish drying out. But we've already had people come in. We've got the bid process going with a handful of contractors. Kind of looking at a steady plan over the next couple months to finish putting it all back together.
When they're redoing it, I mean, obviously you can't floodproof it. If it floods again, it's going to flood. But is there anything so that if it does flood, it will be less damaged?
2003 was the last time the water came up to the main floor. From talking to Tom, who's been here, as you know, for 40 plus years,
right,
that's the only other time he can think of that the water came up to the main level. Right after that flooding, we installed a really big pump that usually keeps everything but a couple of puddles out of the basement. We've rerouted power for that pump so that it will never go
off.
Unless there's a massive power outage. When we do put walls back in the basement, we're going to have the bottom 4 feet just be a cement board as opposed to a drywall so that if it gets wet, it's fine. We're not going to put a tile floor back down in the basement. We're just going to take the cement and smooth it and paint it. We won't be able to eliminate floods, but the damage will be minimal compared to what it was this time.
Great, good. So what about theater? I know that everybody's still in hesitation mode about trying to produce shows. Mm-hmm. Some people have started mounting very small productions. So what are you looking at in terms of production in the near future or the long term?
Well, we just finished last night filming our youth show, Chicken Little on the Farm, which is an original script by Paul Deese and Tom Witt. And that will be available for rental to schools and to individuals sometime in the next week or two. We're about to put up our brand new Drifty set and do the same thing with that over the next few weeks. So we'll have those two video offerings through the fall and the holiday season. After that, we're just not sure. We're looking at more likely a spring reopening for live theater just because of all the points of congestion in our building, the size of the space, the size of the theater, how close audiences are to the cast members. It's just not something we feel comfortable diving into too quickly.
Well, you know, and this is kind of terrible to say, but if a flood like this had to happen, at least this is a good time because you weren't in the middle of a show and you didn't have to cancel a show and have all that kind of disruption. So that's a bright side, a glass half full, I guess.
That's exactly right. We're looking for those silver linings where we can find them. We have been since March, as everyone else has been. Again, it would have been great to not have to deal with this. But we're going to do some much needed renovations in the basement and make it a more usable space because we have the time. We're going to fix some problems in the mill room that have been just kind of mounting over the years because we just don't have downtime usually. So this has prompted the ability to do that. And you're right, we didn't lose any additional revenue because of it.
So if anybody wants to get updates on any progress and or make contributions for the ongoing reconstruction, I'm assuming going to the website is the best place to do that?
That is correct. SwiftCreekMill.com is the best place. All the updates are there, plus links to donate to the theater.
Terrific. Well, good luck down there. We look forward to one of these days in 2021 actually being in the theater again and being able to celebrate with you.
I agree. And we'll make sure you get an invite to the grand reopening, Jerry.
Good deal. Thank you very much, Steve.
Take care.
That was Steve Kohler from Swift Creek Mill Theater. And the website again is swiftcreekmill.com. Next week, I'll be talking with Charles Wax from CAT about their loss of a venue after more than 50 years. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter. Thanks for listening.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website at artsies.org.